Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at Chapter 3, Paragraph 5, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey, here on the TTPA Season 6 with the Mishnah elucidated with the wonderful commentary and the wonderful translation. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana Omer kol ha-makabel of Ol Torah ma'avir mimenu ol malchus ve'ol derech eretz v'kol ha-porek mimenu ol Torah Nosan of all Malchus for all Derech Eretz. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says, anyone who accepts the burden of Torah upon himself, that is, he makes studying Torah the most important part of his life, not that it's a burden, that it's a wonderful thing that we take upon ourselves. Contrast to the previous Mishnah, which dealt with someone who fails to learn Torah even when he has nothing else to do, this Mishnah speaks of someone who makes the Torah the main focus of his life, giving a priority over everything else, even his livelihood, as Rabbi Yonah points out. So someone who accepts this on himself to make it the most important thing in his life, the burden of serving the government and the burden of earning a living are removed from him. There are times when a king forces some of his citizens to work for him. A person who accepts the yoke of Torah upon himself will not be recruited by the king, because heaven will arrange that the king will choose others. He will also be spared from having to work hard for his living, because God will bless him with success. He'll find it easy to earn what he needs. In addition, he will not need much, because a righteous person is satisfied with whatever he has. And anyone who removes the yoke of Torah, the burden of Torah from himself, the burden of serving the government and the burden of earning a livelihood are placed upon him. So once a person commits himself to studying Torah, he will make sure that by Hashem will help him by reducing the time he must spend on other times, on other things he have to spend, and he could spend more time for Torah, as Rabbi Yonah points out. He thinks that if he abandons the study of Torah, God forbid, he'll be able to work long hours and become rich. However, his plans will be turned on their head. Heaven will arrange for him to be drafted into the king's service, God forbid. Even when he does have time to work for himself, he will not succeed despite putting in great effort. Furthermore, whatever he earns will not satisfy him. Whatever he earns will not satisfy him, as it is written, Oh, he kesef lo yisbakes. The one who loves money will never be satisfied by money, as Kohelis points out. He will spend his entire life in misery, devoting all his time and all his energy to making money, never enjoying peace, as Rabbi Yonah points out. In fact, God willing, on one of the Tani Talks Radio, God willing, we're going to be talking about that. How about we have to set aside time for learning, set aside time for Torah, no matter what we're doing, no matter where we're traveling, where we're going, and where we're coming in our lives. And if we make Torah a priority, yes, I have 100 things to take care of, but let me learn today's daf first. Let me do Shtayim Mikra first. Let me do a little Masur, a little Halacha, a little OU emails a little bit first. How can I go about that, making that my priority? Hashem will make sure that everything else is taken care of. I won't have to do government work. I won't have to do this kind of that kind. And Hashem will be allowing me to avoid those other things. So accept upon yourself, not the burden as a bad thing, but the burden, that the responsibility, the yoke of Torah, that it should be the first thing you do, the main thing you do, your main occupation. It's not that I work and I learn a little Torah. It's that I learn some Torah and I work a little bit on the side. The priority should be the Torah. Priority should be the learning. That should be the most successful you feel during the day, is not from the job, but from what you learn. If you're part of Daf Yomi, which is a beautiful initiative we try to do, if you're part of Steinberg or another wonderful thing to go through the parsha of the week, what can you do? How can you go about to accept the yoke of Torah upon yourself, the burden of the unbelievable zuchus of learning Hashem's Torah in your day? That should be the main part of your day, and then the burdens of other things will be taken away from you. You don't have to worry about the parnasa. Obviously, you have to do your shtavus, put in your Torah, put in your effort, and do Torah while you're there, God willing, going and coming, and if you have breaks. But the burden, Hashem will take care of the burden. It says, Hashlecha l'Hashem yehavecha v'hu yechalkelecha. Hashem will take care of your burden. Throw your cast your burden on Hashem. He will take care of it. It's a prayer a lot of people say in Shema Kolenu, in the insert portion, especially for Parnassa, especially for money, to take care of all bills and expenses and whatnot, and any debts that all of us, a lot of us, have to pay back. In general, put your burden on Hashem. If you make yourself have the Torah as the main occupation, everything else will be removed for you. Hashem will take care of it, and Hashem will get you back throughout your life. Join us next time as we talk 10 who sit together, what is between them, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.